In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, you're watching Jane and English News. Thanks for tuning in. Friday, March the 6th, marks the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hassan Askari, the 11th Imam of the Prophet Muhammad's infallible household. JNN English News would like to offer condolences to all viewers on the sad occasion. The 4th International Conference on Support for Palestine wrapped up its work in Tehran with emphasis on the need for resistance against the Zionist regime as the most prolific enemy of the world of Islam, castigating the aggression on Gaza as an instance of war crime and genocide. The final statement of the two-day gathering has urged the need for a free, inclusive referendum among Palestinians, supported the Palestinian right to return to their homeland and establish an independent Palestinian country. The participants noted that the U.S. commitment to the security of Tel Aviv regime runs counter to President Obama's policy change, highlighting support for the Palestinians' right to resistance against occupation. It has urged the international community to fulfill their pledges to remove the siege on the Gaza Strip. Foreign Minister Manuchehr Motaki terms the Zionist regime's invasion of Gaza amounts to a clear manifestation of state terrorism. Addressing the closing session of the International Conference on Support for Palestine, the top diplomat said the Israeli army has just targeted the Palestinian lives and infrastructure using most destructive, even unconventional weaponry. Motaki stated that global condemnation of the Zionist regime's aggression, coordinated efforts for the reconstruction of Gaza, and taking legal action against Zionist criminals are among main responsibilities of the international community over Palestine. To the same gathering, Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani said the plans with the theme of peace in the Middle East have actually secured the illegitimate interests of the Zionist regime rather than ridding the Palestinians of oppression. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir lashed out at the West over the arrest warrant the International Court of Justice has issued.